Hey everyone, you are tuning into the AfterBuzz TV After Show for the Grammys fashion coverage. Tonight we're going to be on all the best and worst looks. Stay tuned, you don't want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for the Grammys fashion coverage. Tonight we are going to be breaking down all the best and worst looks of the night. I am your host. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Danny Golub. We have a full lovely panel here tonight. To start off, directly to my left, we have a special guest. She works for E! So she was live on the red carpet last night, so she's going to be giving us all the inside scoop about what it was like to be there in person. Where can they find you on Twitter and Instagram?
You guys, you can find me on Instagram at LizaER, Twitter Liza Rubin. It was crazy. I'm excited to get started.
And my other fellow panelists, where can they find you?
Hey guys, my name is Brooke Lacey, and you can find me on all social media at Brooke Lacey H.
Hey, what's going on, AfterBuzz? It's your boy, Nino. You know you can find me at Nino Lanero on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Follow my hashtag, Nino's POV. I'm back for this year's 59th Grammy Awards fashion. I'm excited, guys.
And the song that we opened with, by the way, Bruno performed this last night, and it was epic. Amazing. We don't have a ton to talk about Bruno carpet-wise, but we can quickly just chat about his Prince outfit that he wore. Amazing.
Let's go. That's amazing.
That was a good place to start. So we're just going to break it down tonight, starting with just overall thoughts about the carpet in general. Let's just kind of throw it out there. What were your first reactions to the overall night?
It was crazy.
It was a lot.
It was crazy. I mean, watching everyone enter, you were waiting for all these cool looks. The Grammys also, you know, is such a stage for everyone in fashion. You know, you're waiting for Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Rihanna to just pull out these crazy looks. I have to say, it was a little more subdued than I would have liked to see.
Yeah, for the Grammys, you usually see, I mean, you saw Lady Gaga come out with the egg. You saw J-Lo in the Versace dress that literally created Google Images. So I was waiting for some of those moments, and I think we really had to wait for it this year.
Yeah, yeah. There wasn't a lot of surprise factor, minus CeeLo Green.
Yes.
With his gold statement that he brought in. But other than that, there wasn't like too much of anything that I was like, hello, wow, this could be super trendy later on. This looks great. There was no J-Lo, you know, Versace dress, like you said, that created Google Images this year. But nonetheless, there were still some pretty good outfits.
Yeah, I think we're seeing CeeLo right now in case.
I mean, come on. He did something like this in all black recently, too, for another carpet.
Yeah. What did you say that looked like, Liza?
This, I cannot forget. He looked like an Oscar showed up to the Grammys. Right. I mean, like, he totally missed it. Like,
I think there have already been some memes like that made. But yeah, so as for outrage, I would say CeeLo takes the cake. We also had a couple looks. I believe her name was Joy Villa, wore the Make America Great Again Trump dress.
Did you know that her album sales like skyrocketed after that? And this is a marketing ploy. She always does this.
That's what kind of infuriates me about hers, because I honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I had no idea who she was.
Nor did I.
And I think she definitely did what she came out to do, which was now everybody knows who she is and what she's about, and that kind of makes me mad, because I don't want to give her that attention, because I know that's what she was after. So although I like grudge, like, you know, there it is.
That's the look.
She got the attention.
I guess so.
Similar to that was Girl Crush, was in the ball pit dress. It gave me very like, you know, McDonald's as a kid vibes. We were talking about that.
Or I felt like Katy Perry concert.
Gone wrong, though.
Yeah. So 3 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Or like, I crave a gumball now, so I want to pay a gumball.
Very valid point. Yeah, so those were definitely some of the craziest moments, big standouts. Some trends that I noticed on the carpet last night was, the biggest one for me was definitely red. The color red was for sure the color of the night. I mean, just from Carrie Underwood, we had Faith Hill, Charlie XCX, and even Beyonce inside, all in red, which I loved. I mean, the red on the red carpet, sometimes they stray away from it because of the red carpet, but I think it really was a hit last night.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's interesting because for the Golden Globes, it's like kind of frowned upon to wear gold, but I think it kind of worked. I always say I don't like seeing red on the red carpet because they kind of seem to blend in, and it's a little bit, you know, you want to see them pop out, but I think some girls really, really rocked it.
Right, but we talked about this earlier. There wasn't too much trend that was just like following and going along. Like last year, there was a lot of black on black with a whole bunch of texture.
And a lot of cutouts,
too. Granted, Christy Teigen has a pretty cool cutout this time, too.
And she wore the black. Maybe she was like in last year mode, but it worked for her. So we'll talk about Chrissy a little
bit. It always works for Chrissy.
As for cutouts, though, I think where last year we had cutouts, this year we had deep plunging V's. Yeah. We saw, I mean, I think Faith Hill had the deep V. Even amazing. Celine Dion had a deep V.
Right. Yeah.
Demi Lovato had the deep V. So that was definitely a look of the night. And even Maren Morris had one during her performance.
Right. Oh, I loved that outfit.
Yeah, loved that performance look. But the deep plunging necklines were big. What do you feel about that?
You know, Vanity Fair said something about Celine Dion's outfit, which was really, I thought, meshed really well. They said that this was like the grown-up version of J.Lo's Versace dress.
Oh,
don't
okay.
you guys
yeah.
think so?
Yeah, definitely.
Celine Dion, it was the same color green. It was like the deep V, but it had like a little bit more of that.
It's mature.
Exactly.
I mean, mature.
Exactly.
The only thing I could do with... Don't hate me when I say this. She looks stunning. Absolutely.
No, I think I'm going to agree.
Belt.
Yeah,
the
I agree.
Belt. I already know what you're going to say.
I felt like it was a little like Christmas wrapping, you know, yeah. like I don't have a belt.
You,
let me put a ribbon around it.
Yeah.
I felt the same way about J-Lo's scarf that she had.
Ooh,
on.
No, no, no,
I think
no, no.
I referenced it last night as the puff. Like, I felt like it was like a loofah from the shower.
That's exactly what I said. So yeah. so while we're on the topic, let's start talking about some standouts from last night. So like, we could start with J-Lo. So, I mean, the dress was that like lavender colored dress. I believe Ralph and Russo designed that one. It had the classic J-Lo leg slit, which I love. I mean, she rocks that leg. You know, Angelina Jolie did it in the past, and it looks great on her. I think the dress would have been much better without the loofah on her shoulders.
Yes. I agree. Yeah. I mean, her skin color, you guys, looked incredible.
She's angelic.
She doesn't age.
No,
and
she doesn't.
I would never look like that in a million years if I could dream. So this dress would have been amazing on her. If it didn't have the loofah.
Yes.
Well, and also, those shoes. The shoes alone are stunning. They're like a Cinderella glass slipper. I would feel like a princess. love them. And I think if she's gonna do the big poof on the side, like, maybe have the hair slicked back at least. I think it was just a bit much.
That might have worked if she had put it back, like, say, in a bun or something like that, where it's a little bit more tight, then it wouldn't be so much that was around her face.
Less distracting.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, for sure. It seemed like she was, like, kind of cranking her neck.
She's trying to even it out. That's all.
She got a little rash going on today.
That would give me a rash. Probably her chin is right by the
end. I will say... For someone who is so fit and ageless and toned, this dress didn't show off her body besides her leg in the way that I wish it did.
Tame, right?
Yeah, it's a bit tame, and especially for the Grammys. The Grammys is where you can go all out with the cutouts and the slits.
Right.
And I feel like this was maybe, I could see J-Lo wearing this to like the Globes or something. It was a little more tame. It didn't have the sequins and the...
Isn't it funny, though, even though we give a little bit of negative to her outfit, we still are,
positive.
She's still a queen. You can't help it as J-Lo.
You can't be J-Lo.
She could wear a trash bag and she would look stunning.
Exactly. I'd be like, where'd she put that?
Really would. Okay, so next standout of the night we can chat about is Adele. She was in all green, which was kind of a new look for her. I feel like I usually see Adele in, like, black and navy.
Darker.
I think the cut was very similar to everything I've seen Adele wear in the past, which is a really, really flattering fit on her form, and I think she looked gorgeous. Hair and makeup on point as always. Did I love the color? I don't think so, but I don't know.
I agree with you. She always wears, you know, the slim bodice on the top and the long sleeves, and I liked the cut of the dress, but I think it got a little too matcha latte for me, and I don't know.
It was Givenchy, by the way.
It's Givenchy Hakuatore, yeah. She was on my worst list last year.
Was she?
Because that black dress she was wearing last year, she looked like frumpy.
She looks better. She always looks better in her performance gowns.
She does.
I know that this is probably goes against popular opinion. I didn't really love the dress when I first saw it, and I know it got ranked on several
best dresses. Yeah.
And she still looks stunning. But I kind of liked her performance dress a little bit better. I know it was a little like mosaic-y tile going on, but I didn't overall. With you were asking earlier, like ideas and thoughts on the overall red carpet looks, I was a little underwhelmed. Like I was waiting for more. Like I thought, you know.
I'd say I'm opposite with that. I actually really liked it compared to what I saw her in last year. I think maybe that's why. Well, I feel like it was more, I don't know, cinched and put together to her. I don't know.
What I find interesting, I was listening to the radio this morning. Some of my favorite radio hosts were chatting about all the looks, obviously. And one of them said, sometimes with singers, save their better dress for their performance because their red carpet isn't their moment to shine, they feel. They feel that their
that
moment to
sense.
Shine is during their performance, and that's what they want to be remembered for. So, like, I think that half the outfits last night, I preferred the... performance outfit, like Katy Perry's performed what she wore for the performance.
Definitely.
Same with Adele, and even like Beyonce when she was, you know, inside, everything was better, I think, for the performances, which makes sense because that's their art, that's when they're really going to show their true colors.
That's true. But what do you, okay, so let me ask you this. Do you think, I think personally she was kind of the underdog last night for winning, you know, those three awards, but if she knew that she, you know, potentially had a better chance, because obviously she said that Beyonce, you know, had it in the bag on her point of view, do you think she would have picked something different?
Interesting.
I think she was super comfortable what she was wearing last night. She looked like she carried it so well, which is like, you know, like 90% of the time, if you carry it well, you know, you're going to feel good, you're going to look good, you're going to get those right angles on the character, right? And you're going to hit it, right? Because you feel confident in it. So I think she felt like she was good last night. I don't think she would have changed it too much.
And I have to say, I had a friend last night, because I was live tweeting it, that mentioned her glow that she had going on. I mean, just like, I think she said something to the effect of, like, where did she get her spray tan? Because she just, like...
Her spray glow.
Because it was just angelic, regardless of what you have to say about the dress. There's no denying that she obviously looks stunning. Beautiful. Yeah. I'm a big fan of like the whole look, not just the dress.
She was
the
very
makeup,
natural.
The hair.
She was gorgeous. Was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about somebody who's not an artist who could be later on? What about Paris Jackson?
She was
what?
Very different, very out there. She was in the jumpsuit, the rainbow jumpsuit on the carpet, which was different. I mean, it was exciting to see her on a carpet because she's kind of been a little bit
quiet
and behind closed doors for her whole life. I mean, there was a time when her and What Blanket, they like wore the like covers on their faces and the mask. So it was nice to see her like step out into the spotlight.
Yeah, she was dressed in Balmain.
Yep.
As well as a lot of people were dressed in Balmain.
Yeah, that was like one of the big designers last night. Yeah. We had Nick Jonas in Balmain.
Exactly.
We had a bunch. Mm-hmm. Dea was
I thought she
Balmain.
Did a really good job with that. And I was really surprised to see her when she was presenting something. I forgot who. Oh, she was presenting The Weeknd.
Mm-hmm. She changed.
And then I was like, wow. Like, I would have never guessed she would just, you know, she would be that way. Because we've always saw her as reserved and quiet.
Yeah, definitely.
And then to see her dress, like, the way she was dressing and the way she was presenting herself. I want to see more of Paris Jackson.
I know.
Right?
I couldn't get enough.
I'm really, she's such a pleasant surprise for me. She because is. Even, like, at the grocery store today, she was in line. I saw her on the cover of Rolling Stone. And she's... Yep. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she is.
You know, it's nice, like you're saying, to see her come out of her shell and hopefully be, you know, we'll get more and more from
her.
Yeah. So. I kind of think this is her moment to come into her true self. Like you said, she did that Rolling Stone interview where she really put a lot on the table for us as viewers to kind of pay attention to. But also, you guys, first of all, she's stunning. I couldn't stop staring at her. She's also really tall.
Yeah.
Taller than I expected.
Yeah.
Do you know how tall?
I don't know how tall, but looking at her sitting next to Ryan.
Yeah.
She was
some inside scoop.
Expected.
Yeah, I didn't catch that, but that's exciting information. Someone else we can chat about was Faith Hill. I think she had one of the best dresses of the night. I think that was pretty unanimous. A lot of lists are putting her on their best dress list. She was in the all black Zuhair Mourad dress. It had, you know, the cutout on the chest. It was very sleek, form-fitting. We actually looked up, she's 49 years old, y'all.
That's
like,
crazy.
Yeah. She is amazing. She's in better shape and looks more youthful than probably I ever have or will. Shocked. What do you guys think about this one?
Oh, I ranked it. No, you're referencing the red.
The red. Faith Hill.
That was one of my absolute favorites. Just thought it was clean, crisp. It was classic, yet cutting edge with the lines and the cutouts and the leg. I loved it.
Faith Hill always does stuff right. Like, I don't think I've ever seen her on a worst dress list.
No.
And then sometimes, too, she can go really simple, it can go great, or she could do something like this, like you know, from the Grammys, and it just looks amazing.
I agree. And I think, you know, it kind of was a more simple dress. Obviously, it was, you know, one color. It was red, you know, head to toe, but that cutout and she looked stunning, and the red lip, she was, you know, truly the lady in red. And I love country, but I think she's the Beyonce of the country world. So I'm always looking to see what she's going to wear.
That's a fair statement.
I think and her husband are the Jay-Z and Beyonce of the country
that
world.
That is
so
very
power
true.
Couple.
Very
power couple.
Speaking of country, we can chat real quick about Maren Morris, who had one of my favorite looks of the night. She was wearing Michael Costello. It had slits up both legs, and it was like that plum dark purple. Mm-hmm. Amazing. It had like... you know, the lace up on top, and then she went inside and killed it even in her little bodysuit that she wore when she performed with Alicia Keys. I feel like last night was the moment that Maren Morris became a legitimate star. She won Grammys, she slayed in all of her fashion. What do you guys think of her?
I love her so much. My thing, because I, to be honest, I knew her song, My Church.
Right.
But she'd kind of been under... under the radar.
Yeah.
And so after last night, I gotta say, like, I went home and I started listening to more of her music, just because, like you're saying, she really proved herself. And for me, I kind of had this like wow moment where I was like, I had no idea that's who sang.
Yeah. That's like, Ladies Mercedes.
Yeah.
When you're able to put it together, that's what the Grammys does, when you're able to see the actual face. But like, talking a little bit more about Michael Costello in that dress, like, yeah, he's known for those two cutouts.
They're amazing.
And you know, and down the middle, it just, and the free flowing of the type of dresses or whatnot. But when she performed with Alicia Keys and Alicia Keys' jumpsuit,
woo,
too.
Yeah.
Woo. Diana Ross.
Gold. Diana Ross. There you go. Yeah.
It was very, very memorable moment. I really feel like this was like her breakout moment. This was like the moment she's going to remember in 10 years that like was her moment.
And you people know are going to start remembering her.
Mm-hmm. People That's are true. For sure going to start remembering her. On another note, let's talk about another great dress with some slits and cutouts was Chrissy Teigen.
Yes.
She was Roberto Cavallo.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, it was black and it was slimming and it had the strings and lace. It had literally everything. Like, yeah. Name of material and Chrissy Teigen's dress probably had it. Her and John Legend looked gorgeous as always.
John Legend power Gucci. Couple. Yeah.
Yeah, he was in Gucci and it had like the orangish color with the bow tie and shirt.
And I couldn't tell. Was his jacket? Was there texture? It looked like there was embroidery on top of the jacket. I couldn't really tell through the TV, but it looked really good. And usually I'm not one for those really fluffy bow ties.
Yeah. It worked.
It worked for him.
I don't think these two could look bad if they tried.
Well, I think it's also so interesting. I think there are a couple to watch always on every red carpet they do.
Yeah.
No matter if it's, the Oscars, the Golden Globes, the Grammys. And even though Chrissy Teigen isn't a singer per se that we know of right now, who knows?
Who knows?
She always kills it. She always owns the carpet. And I don't know if any of you were watching, E! Live from the Red Carpet, but you guys, whenever she gets in the glam bot,
it's amazing. She was like grinding up on
it. They're always so sexual, so cute, and I love it. It's just so fun to watch.
They're like probably the king and queen of the glam bot.
Yeah.
They know how to do it, but they always do like really sensual kissing, and like it's amazing. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
Slow-mo. They've got that down pat.
Everything's
for sure.
Better in slow-mo.
Really, it really is. A guy who stood out for me last night, let's talk really quick about that. Jason Derulo in his fur and sunglasses and suit. I was watching with my sister and she goes, "That's what famous looks like." It's like if you literally saw him walking down the street, like, yup, that person's famous. Okay. Did you guys like it or not like it? What do you think?
I have to say I'm a little disappointed with Jason Derulo. Because for me, Jason Derulo is swag. He exemplifies just class, and whenever he comes on the red carpet, like, you want to sit next to him, you want to follow him down the red carpet. I love him, but I didn't like the dreads. I really
didn't. Oh, the ponytail?
Yeah.
It was a little Weekend-esque.
I was going to say, circa 2015.
Yeah, but Weekend cut his hair, so, the trends are dying a little bit.
I agree with you. Danny, I'm with you on this one.
I loved it.
Like, I like the way he pulled out, like, old Hollywood mixed with something new on top of his head, obviously, because you're not used to Jason with hair too much hair.
Mm-hmm.
You
know what I mean? True.
But nonetheless, I thought he kind of pulled it off well. It seemed, like, super classy to me, or whatnot, the little overcoat or whatnot with the fur on top of it. Yeah. Kind of made it work. And once again, he kind of went for a more classic look because he was in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think it's a challenge. Us girls, we have so much to pull from when it comes to award shows with dresses and things. But tell me, like, what is your take as a man?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I wouldn't know, like, if I'm just limited to a suit and,
that's where do you go to what carpet is okay to venture out a little bit? Mm-hmm. Or carpet, is it okay to stay a little bit more suited? You know what I mean? Like, Ryan Seacrest is usually in suits. This time he was in...
He had a champagne color.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I didn't really dig it too much because I'm used to Ryan in suits, but then he's trying to change it up.
Right.
Nonetheless, but you have people like Chance the Rapper, who, it wasn't quite a suit, but it was like a two-piece that matched... Amazing.
Yeah, it was that light gray.
Yeah, it was almost Tom Brown.
And it had like the high-waisted pant even. And he was... Right. Do we know what the number 3 means to him?
I wrote about this.
Obviously, some significance because all of his hats that he wore all night had 3. And I'm pretty sure I was looking at his Instagram.
Well, he won 3 Grammys, so shout out to that.
Maybe he was... That's so Raven. just going to like put it out into the universe like the secret.
Yeah.
So
just Tom Brown that he wore. And he wore it so well because that just goes to show you don't have to be in a full-on suit for it.
Yeah.
You can make it work as long as, once again, you kind of exude the swag to it.
He had the confidence.
You have to carry it well, too.
He's only 23. Do you guys know that? Which is insane. So young. Wow. He doesn't even have a label. He kind of made history last night for sure. Not just in fashion, because I do think that he really stood out as for like a guy in fashion, but he also made history with Grammys. Speaking of men, one of my favorites, Nick Jonas, was in Balmain.
Yes,
he had the studded jacket. He was very rock and roll. I loved it. I thought it was perfect for the Grammys, and he looked hot, guys. Just gonna say.
Danny, tell us how you really feel.
Call me.
Tweet me.
Danny Gollub.
Uh-oh. We have a difference of opinion here.
Okay, what do you think?
It's fine, I'll take him.
He's all yours. No, I guess I'm just not, I just wasn't a huge fan. I don't know. I felt like there was a piece missing from the puzzle that he was like trying to capture this look, but there was something that just like wasn't jiving, and I don't know like quite how to put my finger on it, but
that's fair, because it can go either way.
Yeah, I mean, the all really black is sometimes a hit or miss. I'm like the biggest fan of all black everything, so like
all black are a thing,
works for me. What do you think?
I liked it. I think that Nick usually shows up and he's very classic and clean cut. I don't know. I thought it was a cool little twist. I loved it. I honestly want to wear that jacket. I liked it a lot.
I feel like there was definitely some like androgynous clothing worn last night.
Yeah,
we'll talk
definitely. Yeah.
What about that? What do you think of Nick?
I thought Nick was great. Nick was on one of my best dress lists. For what he was wearing. I like that it was all black, but once again, there's texture, so it doesn't make it look all plain and simple or whatnot. And it was different too. It was out of the realm of a regular suit.
I agree, and you could kind of see. It made it easier to see the outline of the jacket, which was, I loved it. It was very edgy, very cool, unique. And you guys, I have to just bring up really quickly, when he draped his jacket over James Corden's mom.
Oh, so cute.
Oh my God. It was hilarious.
Yeah, that was a really funny bit, actually. Speaking of like men's fashion, women's fashion, like kind of that androgynous crossover wear, we had Halsey in the blue. across America. So she was in like the blue open jacket jumpsuit.
It was TLC circa creep.
Yeah, I saw some really funny memes. I hope you find someone that you trust as much as Halsey trusts boob tape.
That's
a lot of trust.
Yeah, it was by Christian, and I cannot pronounce his last name, Wijnets. I can't quite pronounce it, but it was very, I mean, sexy, definitely. A little Justin Bieber for me, but...
This is, for all my TLC fans, you guys know the video, music video, Creep. And they were all in satin, like, silky type of pajama pants. This is essentially it right here, minus the shirt that she doesn't have underneath there. And I'm mad because, like, she cut her hair off.
Yeah,
she did. For one thing, and she's blonde now, and she has the most gorgeous eyes and face.
She does. And this kind of distract from it a bit.
Such a big distraction.
Yeah. I will commend her, though, for taking a risk on the Grammys carpet. I feel like we did see some very safe outfits last night. As much as I loved Maren Morris's and Faith Hill's, and those are some of my favorite dresses from last night, but were they a risk? Not really.
Yeah, no. I mean,
you know, this was a risk.
I agree with you. I just kind of wish it was more tailored. I think it was kind of schlumpy.
It was.
I don't know. I wish she was a little bit more tailored. I love that color on her. Definitely, it's striking.
Yeah,
it's a good color.
It is a good color, but I don't know. You know, it's a great trend. These tracksuits.
Yeah.
You know, you see Kylie Jenner wearing like the velour tracksuits, and everyone's starting to wear them more and more. But I don't know about this one. Not my favorite.
Speaking of going shirtless, I'm a big designer fan. The pandas, the artists of Panda, not just designers in general. But he forgot a shirt, didn't wear a shirt under his suit.
Underneath.
What did you think? I mean...
This isn't the first part. I think Wiz Khalifa did this last year, but you almost couldn't even notice because he had so many tattoos that like it looked like he had it. But yeah, you know, I think that... whenever it comes to Grammys and whenever it comes to doing something ridiculous, I say this is a place to do it. So I'll go for it. Would I do that? Maybe not. But
I'm not too mad at his.
Yeah,
I kind of dig it.
I think I liked it better.
Right.
I'm telling you, Taylor's everything.
Yeah,
you gotta invest in a good tailor.
You really do. I mean, you can't show up to one of these things without a good tailor.
No, no.
But menswear for women, we cannot go past that without talking about Blue Ivy for a quick second, because she stole the show last night.
She
was in the pink suit, which like
Gucci.
I needed
Gucci.
It was Gucci, classic 5-year-old wearing Gucci. I need this
Gucci
in my size now, because I would be wearing that right now if I had it. It is adorable. I think she really rocked it, and like not only did she steal the show like with her cuteness, but she looked like the fashion was there.
And
it was like I thought like a sweet little Prince tribute. I definitely got a Prince vibe. comment with the high neck.
Oh, it was the ruffles and all that good stuff. Uh-huh.
Suit, and then did you see she was with Schoolboy Q and his daughter Joy?
Okay, was dressed the same. There was another little girl in the suit.
Joy was dressed in another outfit.
She was in a pink suit, but her dad, Schoolboy Q, had a pink hoodie on that said Girl cute. Power.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. Yeah, it was good.
Props to him for showing up in a hoodie, you know?
A
pink one. And I think they rocked it, especially right now with all the politics and the things going on in the world. I think it was a really sweet way to make a statement. And I know she's beaming. Look at her. I mean, so cute.
That was not the only political statement last night. Yeah. We had the Trump dress. And then speaking of political statements, Katy Perry, her performance outfit, she had the Persist band on her arm. And her entire performance was a political statement. I don't know if you rewatched it a few times to try to like get all the metaphors, and I couldn't even process all of them. I have to keep watching it. But she did have the We the People at the end, and I will start by talking about her performance outfit because I loved it.
This is so much better. I wish
she wore this on the carpet. We'll talk about her carpet dress now, I suppose, if we dare venture down that road. It was Tom Ford. I love Katy Perry. I've been like anticipating this big comeback of hers for a long time now because she hasn't come out with new music in years. Change of the Rhythm is good, but this outfit is not, in my opinion. Like, I just don't even know where to begin with it. It has the feathers on the bottom and the metallic on the top, and I feel like everything is cut in the wrong places. And
she looks like a makeup brush.
Yes, she does look like a makeup brush. I will say, though, that her hair and makeup are flawless, and I love her blonde, which is actually her natural hair color. But what did you guys... Where do we even start?
If the feathers were gone and the sequins just went down a little bit more...
Just like a short sequin dress?
Exactly. I think it would have looked much better for her. I mean, how tall is she? She's not that tall, right?
I think she's like 5'6".
I feel like this is like a runway dress that would work for somebody who's like...
Very, very tall.
Very, very tall.
Right.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know. Okay, so this dress is giving me anxiety. Because if that was me, I feel like I wanted to pull up the feathers for her. I feel like the dress kind of was like slouching a little bit.
Yeah. Mm.
And I think if the feathers were brought up, you know, to her midsection above her waist, then it would have been, one, more flattering. And I think it would have given it a little bit something extra. I do see what you're saying, you know, with, you know, the silver all the way down. Yeah. But Katy Perry likes to bring it. She likes to do something different. Unfortunately, I just wish the feathers were brought up a little bit.
I almost feel like it was two completely different dresses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
actually better. You're to rip off the feathers and show something else. Yeah,
exactly. Like, and I kind of, like you're saying, if it was just the one continuous sequin, it was kind of giving me like a similar vibe to Heidi Klum's last night.
Mm-hmm. Heidi Klum was in the silver dress that was by Philip Pline, and it was a short t-shirt dress that like, I literally almost saw her butt. So she has the most amazing legs, the most amazing body. If anyone can wear that dress, it's Heidi Klum. And she takes some crazy fashion risks, so for her, this was good. But, like, oh my gosh, if she moved 1 inch in the wrong direction, you would have seen everything that you did not need to see. Speaking of some late arrivals, we had one of my favorites of the night. We had Lady Gaga in Alex Ulinchi, I believe that's how you pronounce her name. There was leather, there was studs, there was chains, thigh-high boots. This brought me back to Born This Way Gaga. Like, goodbye, Joanne. Hello, Gaga. You're back. Like, I feel like we've seen every side of Lady Gaga, from, like, Golden Globes Lady Gaga when she was very classy in old Hollywood last year, to Joanne, who was, like, in the suits and the hats, to now we're back to, like, the leather and chains, and I'm all for it.
It's very Gaga. Like, I and like you're saying, it's a nice, it's like, okay, bye, Joanne.
I see you. We'll miss you.
And I also really digged her performance with Metallica, the outfit she was giving.
I love that too.
I would rock the jean shorts and like the cut off band.
Can we just say goodbye to all the body shamers that have been like talking about her on the internet?
Like, so ridiculous. After the Super Bowl.
That's what I mean. Like, I think she showed up last night and was like, screw you, kind of, in this outfit where she literally could not have looked more flawless. I think she looked flawless at the Super Bowl.
I agree.
What did you think of the look last night? You saw her at the limo drop, right?
Yeah, okay, so last night was hard because you were kind of waiting for, you know, that one person to show up and completely own it, and you were kind of waiting, and okay, that's great, that's good. But then she shows up, and she brought it. So that's the pop star that we were seeing in her.
Yeah.
I am so excited. I was so excited when she came down the carpet because she just just, she did not care, as you were saying. Mm-hmm. There was chains. There was everything she had to offer. Honestly, I was a fan of the underboob. I loved
it.
Yeah,
so was I. It was tasteful underboob.
I don't know. She just rocked it. And then she also got in the glam bot and just whipped off her Ray-Ban sunglasses. Yeah. It was just so badass and gaga in true form. And of course, like you were saying, her rock outfit when she just dove onto the stage and everyone caught her. Oh, she was amazing. I think she was a top for me.
There was more underboob, though.
Rihanna? Rihanna was in the Armani Privé, orange sequined crop top and big black skirt.
Yeah.
I say this is how you dress with tattoos. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw how beautifully that top like it surrounded her tattoo on her chest. Because some people, specifically Elle King, was wearing a ton of flowers and has like a tattoo sleeve, and I found it a bit distracting. Like, I love tattoos and I love fashion, and they can work really nicely together hand in hand, or they can clash really badly, and I think that Rihanna did it perfectly.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing too, especially we can talk about Elle King really quick. Elle King, it was just so much going on. Imagine if she was wearing this like a pink floral type of outfit, if she just had that in the skirt and her top was just a regular type of color.
She was wearing also a Coachella crown of flowers.
Exactly. A lot of flowers.
No. She would have subdued it a little bit more. That would have been great. Also, Katy Perry's outfit, if she were to do something like Rihanna and it would be a two-piece, you could maybe separate the situation a little bit more, and it would come out better. Because like Rihanna's outfit, although the bottom was crazy, if you were to put it together, it might be a little bit too crazy, but she gave it that separate.
Yeah.
And then she had the tattoo to kind of just, you know, cherry on top of the situation. And she looked great.
Yeah, I think Rihanna with the long hair, too, is, like, my favorite. Rihanna had, like, that... She wore that red dress to the Grammys a few years ago when she had the long, curly hair.
I remember that, yeah.
And this, like, brought me back to that. She looked glamorous and gorgeous. I mean, literally, find me someone with, like, a more perfect face than her. Like, you can't.
Oh, my gosh.
So she looked literally unreal. Someone else that was a standout last night was Taraji P. Henson, who, though not a singer, did make a statement in Marc Jacobs on the carpet. What'd y'all think?
She was on my worst dress list.
She was on my worst too.
I mean, her dress was out of this world and not
literally.
But
ching.
It was
Taraji.
Yeah, so it was outer space. It was purple. I will say, I think maybe if it was like, imagine this if in all black, that might have been better. Like a different material. I think the satin was like really distracting. I think her body looks great, obviously, and her face is gorgeous, but the dress just didn't do it for me.
Yeah, I agree. I think she has that cute little tight bod, but I don't know. It was a little bit different for her, and you know, as you're mentioning, we welcome these risks, but well thought out risks.
Yeah.
I don't think she does well with the puffy sleeves. She's done this before somewhere else. I don't know if it was the Golden Globes or somewhere, and it just never works out for her with the puffy sleeves. Like, it makes her, I feel like she lost a neck or she lost something.
I don't know.
It just doesn't work out for me.
Just the fit and everything. It kind of just felt like to me, it was like a toddler's size dress that she was putting on, and like the spacey vibe kind of reminded me of the you know, the glow in the dark stickers that you
have. Oh, yeah.
That's
a very good point.
I wasn't.
Her and Santi Gold had the same kind of feel for me. Santi Gold was wearing that baby doll dress that had I forgot what it was. A really big brand. I forgot which brand it was, but it was it might have been Gucci, I believe. But it's a baby doll type of dress that just didn't flow too well with her.
Yeah,
that's
true. That's that same material, you know, that satin, that like really heavy material.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Grammys, we saw so much like, you know, cutouts, light, airy fabrics, and someone who I think did that really nicely was, who was it? Laverne Cox had like the cutouts on the side.
Oh, she did, yeah.
She looked great. She was in Brian Hearns, and she had the cutouts in like a high pony and crazy makeup. But there was like a lot of that, and I feel like these satin dresses are just very heavy, and I even think Halsey's was satin. It kind of weighs them down.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't think it looks good on red carpets or just on camera when the flash goes off and all that stuff.
Right.
I don't think it looks too well when it's pictured.
Yeah, because they're such beautiful women in such great shape, and I just don't think it does them justice.
Yeah, definitely. You know?
Yeah, especially the puff sleeve. I've never heard someone say, oh, she pulls off a puff sleeve so great.
Yeah.
Girl, that puff sleeve.
Another crazy standout of the night was in the dress with the CDs. Remind me of her name?
Yes, her name is Jacqueline Van Bierk.
Yes, so this dress, I suppose, is as Grammys as it gets, with music being the focus of the night.
It's a throwback, guys.
It's a throwback. Yeah, like, CDs anymore.
I honestly feel like kids who are watching this like be like, what are those, Mom?
Well, that's where all the old CDs went.
Yeah, seriously, they're all on her dress. So this is brave and bold and different. What'd you guys think?
She was on my worst dress last year.
Yeah. Last year. She likes to do these things.
Yeah. But once again, there are these people like her and Joy Villa and a couple other people who do this for the shock factor so they can get that couple minutes and see what happens. With Joy Villa, though, her sales went up really well. I don't know if Jacqueline is a singer. I don't know if she's an actress. I'm not really sure who she is, but she has a really good PR agent.
Yeah, that is a really good designer, stylist. I don't know.
Now that we've kind of gone through a lot of the standouts, I think we should kind of get to our best and worst of the night. So if we could kind of, I think we'll all go in through maybe do like two each. So do you want to start with, let's start with the worst so we can end on a good note.
That's good, I like that.
So do you want to start down at this end?
Yeah, yeah, let's do it. I think we mentioned it before, Girl Crush. Girl Crush was actually one of, it was just too much for me. It was too bright. She looked like a Barbie doll. Definitely one of the worst. I did not like it whatsoever. I can't. Katy Perry circa a couple years ago that maybe this was in her wardrobe closet for the tour but didn't quite make it on the stage.
Yeah, she like California Girls or something.
Teenage Dream.
And it just didn't work out. So, are we picking one or two?
Let's do two. Let's do two. Yeah, we have time.
And I'm going to go back to Halsey because I really can't with this suit, I believe. So like I mentioned, Halsey, this was just way too frumpy. It was a cool risk for you to take. And you might have been taking pointers from TLC, just didn't do it quite right. And I would love to see her in something a little bit more form-fitting or just better well-coordinated.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So on the note of things that I don't think are very flattering and fit, I know that this is going to be conflicting, but I didn't like Solange's gold get-up.
I didn't either.
I think we had like a Knowles family reunion last night. Her mom presented, Blue Ivy was there, Solange was there, Jay-Z was there, Beyonce. It was like literally their family reunion.
I just thought, I'm giving all these horrible like comparisons of what they reminded me of, but very much like a Reese's peanut butter cup wrapper.
The ruffles and the edges on the...
Yeah, and I think it could have worked in a high fashion manner, you know, down a runway or something. I just didn't think that out of everything that she could have given us, I was a little disappointed. And then I gotta say the Make America Great Again dress.
Yeah. Joy Villa.
Girl, bye.
bye. Only just because I felt like it was solely just an attention, an attention plea,
publicity stunt,
and not in a good way.
Not in a good way.
And it was like a Tommy Hilfiger reject off the runway.
If you're gonna,
do we know who designed that?
I don't think they're gonna want to say.
Yeah.
No one's come out yet.
I think that you know everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Whatever your political affiliation is, that's great. So be it. But even take away the slogan on it. I just didn't think.
That's actually a very good point. Take that away.
Yeah.
Just still,
it was very much like, I felt like farmer overalls with like with a mermaid action. The whole thing was rough for me.
I think there's a way to tastefully voice your opinion. Schoolboy Q did that with his sweater. It was cute when he dressed up with his daughter, and this is just in your face. I don't care what anyone thinks, which is great, but not here.
But there's no fashion behind it. If it had been a killer dress, then, you know, maybe we could have maybe seen past it, but...
Purely for the wow factor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, got some worse dress for us?
I do. Okay, so I'm going to hold two major stars accountable for their actions last night. Okay, so my first one is Katy Perry. No, I'm so sorry, and I love Katy, but this one I couldn't see past. And, you know, like I said, if maybe they raised up, you know, the feathers, or like you said, Nino, if they, you know, completely took them out of the way, it would have been great. Yeah, not my favorite. I've seen her blow it away on the carpet before this, and, you know, I don't know about this one, guys. I was disappointed.
Agree with you on that one.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Katie. Maybe next year.
I agree, because in the photo, you know, like where she's got her hands on her waistline, if you, like you're saying, if they just brought it up, and I think it just would have been so much more flattering.
Yeah, and she has a great body, so I think it would have accentuated her a little bit more.
I agree.
She looks like she's trying to cinch it just for the cameras.
DIY. Somebody get that girl a belt or something. And then my last choice. Okay, so we didn't actually talk about her, but I have to bring her up. Guys, Carrie Underwood.
The red.
So, you know, a lot of, you know, celebrities wore red. For some reason, this didn't wow me. She had bell sleeves, and honestly, it kind of looked like something that you find in a prom magazine with all the beading and I don't know.
Like a Windsor catalog?
I'm surprised you know what that is, but yes, hey. Yes,
Katie, definitely. Not Katy Perry, but both of them, and Carrie Underwood, usually dress really, really mm-hmm. well. So I will say, I didn't think Carrie Underwood looked bad by any means, but I think it was weak for her, because mm-hmm. she usually wows and usually looks very glamorous and very chic, and I feel like last night was not her best moment, I will say.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, she still looked stunning, obviously.
Yeah, she's still gorgeous.
I loved her performance outfit. Very, yeah, like, modern Gatsby.
It was shorter. Of, yeah. Yeah,
I agree.
Much better.
Yep. My two least, sadly enough, one was Elle King, who we touched upon.
Yeah.
It was too much, too many flowers, the clash, and I think it just wasn't super flattering on her body. Mm-hmm. She's, like, very beautiful and curvy and has a very gorgeous body, I think, and I think I've seen her dress for it really nicely, yeah. and last mm-hmm. night's dress didn't do that for
she
me.
She has a really great face, and then her skin tone works with so many different colors,
yeah.
yet she wants to go so wild with these
prints. It didn't work for me.
It didn't always work well.
Flower girl vibes.
And then my other least favorite, who I'm probably going to get some backlash for, but was Celine Dion. I really did not like the green.
Is
overall.
It the belt?
Or it was specifically the belt with the big diamond brooch around it. It looked cheap, and I know it's like definitely not a cheap dress, but it was like a bit tacky for me. I will say, I think without that, it could have been better. That color green also is not my favorite on the carpet. I feel like it's very Christmassy, and like Tori Kelly wore it as well. You know, it isn't my favorite on the carpet. It doesn't look great in those photos, mm-hmm. and realistically, you are dressing for the photos. That's kind of what this is about. Mm. So that one just didn't do it for me. But let's change gears and go into our couple best dress of the evening. Want to start us off?
I'm going to start off with a guy, and we mentioned him earlier. I'm going to throw it out to Chance the Rapper with what he was wearing. I think that was really dope. Like I said, it's Tom Brown. He did a really good job with it. He still brought hip-hop to the red carpet. It still made it fresh and still made it great where he could merge it and just mesh really well with his look. Quick shout-out to my spirit animal, James Corden, for his Tom Ford look.
Yeah. Was that also champagne pinkish?
Yes. And both looks, because his end look was great, too, with the black and red. That was really, really good. For the ladies, I want to go ahead and give it to Rihanna. Mm. Like I mentioned earlier, she was in Armani Privé and David Webb. I thought she looked great. A lot of, you know, this could have gone totally wrong with somebody mm-hmm. else wearing it, because there was a lot of material on the bottom there. But she pulled it off. I thought she was great.
And she knows how to accessorize, but that bedazzled flash. Oh, yes.
She was like, sip, in between. Was that her publicist or her friend next to her?
Oh, she's like, I think it's time for another shot, and she just threw it back, and I was like,
she had a flash.
Hats off to you.
That was amazing.
Yeah, flash sales probably went up after that. So.
Yeah, exactly. So my absolute favorite of the night was Maren Morris. Mm. I just thought amazing. She was a stunner. She obviously... took home quite a bit of awards as well. And I just thought from her red carpet gown, which was gorgeous, everything about it, the color, the detail, the lace. And then I equally loved her performance, her performance outfit. I know last night when I was watching, I was like, yes, like I would totally wear that like out to the club or something. Like, I don't know when I could pull it off, but it was amazing. She looked gorgeous. Talking about another guy that I specifically noted was actually Keith Urban, only because there wasn't anything that was super like fancy or luxurious about it. But that's what I loved, is that it was very him.
The performance outfit or the red carpet?
The red carpet outfit. So I think he still just had like the earrings going on and like a black scarf, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly, and. Instead of like a, you know, like a button up, he still just had this casual, kind of cool, effortless look. He just did him. And normally I kind of don't go for that whole thing, 'cause I'm like, put some effort into it. But for him, it just really worked. And I thought he had it going on. And then just another note that I have to say, Alicia Keys, I think it's amazing that she's rocking the whole natural, makeup, natural hair. Mm-hmm. She's stunning, and I just think that's really empowering for women, especially nowadays with the body shaming and with the, I think people are constantly going over the top, and she's just proof that you are enough, and she's worth it.
Yeah, you don't need any of that. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's great that she's giving, you know, little girls who really look up to her, oh, well, you know, Alicia Keys doesn't wear makeup, so I don't have to.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Alessia Cara does that, too, which, I don't know, I think it's really something nice. To be really proud of. Okay, so favorites. Oh, man, you guys. Okay, so I have to give it to Beyonce, you know, seasoned veteran on the carpet and at the Grammys. I loved her show outfits, but I have to say it was her red, you know, deep cut outfit that she
did with the big diamonds.
She looked amazing, and she looked obviously pregnant, but she looked stunning. And I think her
pregnant.
Yeah, exactly. I can never look like that, and she's pregnant. But no, she has this effortless pregnancy style as well. And I think every time we've seen her on the carpet pregnant, she just wows, and you know, she ends up on the best dress list every time. So that was a big one for me. And then, oh man, I'm between two. Maybe I'll put in an honorable mention. I don't know. But okay, so
I might pick up your slack.
Yeah, exactly. We'll wait. Okay, so I have to give it to Faith Hill. Both of my ladies are in red, but you guys, 49, she's still killing on the red carpet. She looks amazing. I have to give it to her. Hats off to her. I loved it, and she wowed me.
There you go.
Okay, my two favorites. Starting off, I think I can pick up where you left off, was Lady Gaga.
Yeah, there we go.
Lady Gaga was my favorite. I'm like the biggest little monster of all time, so I was very excited to see her back in her, you know, roots of leather and chains and high boots. Loved everything about it. Favorite look of the night. It was edgy. It was Grammys in a nutshell. Pop star. Awesome. Loved everything about it. And then my other favorite, I have to give it to Chrissy Teigen, because her and John rock it every time, but the like sleek black just like flattered her in all the right places and just was a total hit for me, I will say. But yeah, so that was kind of the Grammys fashion.
I just found out what the three means on Chance the Rapper's
head. Okay, tell us. Hear it.
So it's an ode to the Holy Trinity and his family. So, you know, he's a really religious guy. He thanked God right when he came in from that. And he's been thanking God since he's had more of the public eye or whatnot. And it's in a lot of his songs as well, too. It's a reference to the Holy Trinity and his family. That's why he wears a number three.
Nice.
Okay.
I like it.
Deeper meaning. That's awesome.
I feel like I want one.
Yeah, exactly.
We all get some three hats.
Exactly. And I just have to mention, I don't know if anyone knows this, but he actually didn't make money on any of his record sales.
Yeah.
So he streams it for free. Mm. He does make money off of like the tours and the merchandise. But yeah. I don't know. I think it's great. I think
it's amazing.
I've seen him perform live. He's really epic.
I called this. I wrote it about a year and a half ago when they said the streaming rules were going to change. Mm. And for the Grammy nominations, I wrote it on my blog and I said that he's going to get a Grammy nomination after this. And he won three.
Cool.
Amazing.
Well, just goes to show. You're,
amazing. Well, you should write something this year and we'll see what happens next year.
Can you write
that's
something?
That's so Raven again.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Yeah. Write something awesome for me. You know, like, put some good luck in there. Like, Brooke will win the lottery.
So that's all we have this time. If anyone wants to continue the conversation with y'all, where can they find you on Twitter and Instagram?
Yeah, you guys can always find me at Nino Lanera on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Follow my hashtag Nino's POV and keep up with me.
And you guys can find me on all social media at BrookeLaceyH.
Hey guys, thanks so much for having me. You can find me on Instagram at LizaER and Twitter at Liza Rubin.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us. And I'm your host. As always, my name is Danny Golub. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Danny Golub. Thank you all so much for tuning in. It's been a lot of fun.
Bye guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.